Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldhar and their Maseches Sota Daf Yud. The first parak Hamakane. The Zichud Maseches Sota program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Chazakas Torah. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three topics we're going to focus on are: one, it was taught in a brisa, Chamisha Nivu Me'ein Dugma Shamala. Five were created with a similarity to the one above, meaning they were unparalleled. The Vekuon Lakubahan, and they were all stricken in those areas of superiority. Shimshon b'kocho. Shimshon was stricken with his exceptional strength, as it says, v'yaser kocho ma'alav, and his strength left him. Shaul b'tzva'aro. Shaul with his neck, which was exceptional in his being taller than all others, as it says, v'yikach Shaul asecher v'yipa'aleha, and Shaul took the sword and fell upon it, presumably on the neck. Avshalom b'sa'aro, Avshalom with his exceptional hair. The Gemara describes on the base both the exceptional nature of his hair and how he was hung by it. Sitkia be'enav, Sitkia in his eyes, as it says, ve'enei Sitkiyahu iver, and the eyes of Sitkiyahu, Nebuchadnezzar, blinded. Asa b'raglav, and Asa in his legs, as it says, rako ezignaso chala ez raglav. But in his old age, he ailed in his feet. Rav identified it as gout. Rashi says he doesn't know of a scriptural source for the exceptional eyes of Sitkia and the legs of Asa, and that the Tana learned it from his teacher. Point number two, the Pasuk says about Avram, Yital Eshel Be'er Shava, and he planted an Eshel in Be'er Shava. Reish Lakish explains, Melamish Asa Pardes V'Nato Kol Mine Megadim. It teaches that he made an orchard and planted there many kinds of fine fruits, Eshel meaning a tree. The Gemara quotes a Machlokas if it means an orchard or an inn. Rashi explains that Eshel stands for Achila Shtia Velina, eating, drinking, and escorting. That pasuk continues, V'ikrasham b'shem Hashem kel olam, and he proclaimed the name of Hashem, God of the world. Reish Lakish explains, Al tikri v'yikra el v'yakri. Don't read it as he proclaimed, rather, he caused to proclaim. Malamed shehikri Avram Avinu lishmo shel kadosh baruch hu bepeh kol over v'shav, teaching that Avram Avinu caused Hashem's name to be proclaimed by the mouth of every passerby. After giving them to eat and drink, they arose to bless Avram, whereupon he said, V'ki m'shali achaltem, was it my food that you ate? Michel El Ke Olam Chaltim, you ate from the food of the God of the world. Hodu v'shabchu v'barchu misha amar v'haya olam. Instead, thank, praise, and bless He who spoke, and the world came into being. And point number three, Rabbi Shimon Chasida said, Yosef shekid Hashem shemayim b'seisa. Yosef, who sanctified the name of heaven privately by refusing the advances of Potiphar's wife, zach v'hosifu lo'os achas mishmo shel kadosh baruch hu, merited that they added from one letter from the name of Hashem because he's called Yehosef in Tehillim with an extra hey. Yehuda Shekideh Shem Shemayim B'Farhesia, Yehuda, who publicly sanctified the name of heaven with his confession, Zach V'Nikra Ku Al Shmo Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, merited to be called entirely based on the name of Hashem, because his name contains all the letters of Hashem's name. When Yehuda confessed, the Bas Kol went forth and said, Ata Hitzalta Tamar Ushnei V'Neha Min Ha'ur, you saved Tamar and her two unborn sons from the fire, Chayecho Shani Matzu B'Schuzcha Gimel M'Manecho Min Ha'ur, by your life I will save in your merit three of your descendants from the fire, referring to Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah. So once again, the 3 points are: number one, it was taught in a brisa, Chamisha Nivru Me'ein Dugma Shamala. Five were created with a similarity to the one above, meaning they were unparalleled, B'Kulon Lakumahen, and they were all stricken in those areas of superiority. Shimshon b'kocho. Shimshon was stricken with his exceptional strength, as it says, v'yaser kocho ma'alav, and his strength left him. Shaul b'tzva'aro. Shaul with his neck, which was exceptional in his being taller than all others, as it says, v'yikach Shaul asecher v'yipa'aleha, and Shaul took the sword and fell upon it, presumably on the neck. Avshalom b'sa'aro. Avshalom with his exceptional hair. The Gemara describes on the base both the exceptional nature of his hair and how he was hung by it. Sitkia be'enav, Sitkia in his eyes, as it says, ve'enei Sitkiyahu iver, and the eyes of Sitkiyahu, Nebuchadnezzar, blinded. Asa b'raglav, and Asa in his legs, as it says, rako ezignaso chala ez raglav. But in his old age, he ailed in his feet. Rav identified it as gout. Rashi says he doesn't know of a scriptural source for the exceptional eyes of Sitkia and the legs of Asa, and that the Tana learned it from his teacher. Point number two, the Pasuk says about Avram, Yital Eshel Be'er Shava, and he planted an Eshel in Be'er Shava. Reish Lakish explains, Melamish Asa Pardes V'Nato Kol Mine Megadim. It teaches that he made an orchard and planted there many kinds of fine fruits, Eshel meaning a tree. The Gemara quotes a Machlokas if it means an orchard or an inn. Rashi explains that Eshel stands for Achila Shtia Velina, eating, drinking, and escorting. That pasuk continues, V'ikrasham b'shem Hashem kel olam, and he proclaimed the name of Hashem, God of the world. Reish Lakish explains, Al tikri v'yikra el v'yakri. Don't read it as he proclaimed, rather, he caused to proclaim. Malamed shehikri Avram Avinu lishmo shel kadosh baruch hu bepeh kol over v'shav, teaching that Avram Avinu caused Hashem's name to be proclaimed by the mouth of every passerby. After giving them to eat and drink, they arose to bless Avram, whereupon he said, V'ki m'shali achaltem, was it my food that you ate? Michelle Elke Olam Echaltim. You ate from the food of the God of the world. Hodu b'shabchu b'barchu misha amar v'haya olam. Instead, thank, praise, and bless he who spoke, and the world came into being. And point number three, Rabbi Shimon Chasida said, Yosef Shekita Shem Shemayim B'Seisu. Yosef, who sanctified the name of heaven privately by refusing the advances of Potiphar's wife, Zach v'hosifu lo'os achas mishmo shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, merited that they added from one letter from the name of Hashem because he's called Yehosef in Tehillim with an extra hey. Yehuda Shekita Shem Shemayim B'Farhesia. Yehuda, who publicly sanctified the name of heaven with his confession, Zach v'nikra ku al shmo shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, merited to be called entirely based on the name of Hashem because his name contains all the letters of Hashem's name. When Yehuda confessed, the Bas Kol went forth and said, Ata hitzalta Tamar, ushnei vaneha mina ur. You saved Tamar and her two unborn sons from the fire. Chayecho shani matzu b'schuscha, gimel mimanecho mina ur. By your life I will save in your merit three of your descendants from the fire, referring to Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah. Alright, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Yud, and our standard Simmon is a minion of Yidden, a minion of Yidden. So here goes. When five exceptional members from the minion of Yidden wearing red talasim were stricken in different ways, they were brought to a holy man by an eshel tree who gave them food and drink and told them to bless Hashem, and were inspired by a guest who publicly was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim with his confession. Once again in slow motion. When five exceptional members from the minion of Yidden, that must be Moran Daf Yud. When five exceptional members from the minion of Yidden wearing red talasim were stricken in different ways, which reminds us it was taught in a brisa, Chamisha Nivru Me'ein Dugma Shamala, five were created with a similarity to the one above, meaning they were unparalleled, V'kun Lakubahen, and they were all stricken in those areas of superiority. Shimshon was stricken with his exceptional strength, Shaul with his neck, which was exceptional in his being taller than the others, Abshalom with his exceptional hair, Sitkio in his eyes, and Asa in his legs. So, when five exceptional members from the minion of Yidden wearing red talasim were stricken in different ways, they were brought to a holy man by an eshel tree, who gave them food and drink, and told them to bless Hashem, which reminds us, the Pasuk says about Avram, Yital eshel be'er sheva, and he planted an eshel in Be'er sheva, and Reish Lakish explains that he teaches and made an orchard and planted there many kinds of fine fruits, eshel meaning a tree. The Gemara quotes a Machokas if it means an orchard or an inn, because Rashi explains that eshel stands for achila shtia velina, eating, drinking, and escorting, and it was also taught that Avram Avinu caused Hashem's name to be proclaimed by the mouth of every passerby. After giving them to eat and drink, they arose to bless Avram, whereupon he said, was it my food you ate? No, you ate from the food of the God of the world. Hodu b'shabchu barchu misha amar v'hayo olam. Instead, thank, praise, and bless he who spoke, and the world came into being. So, when five exceptional members from the minion of Yidden wearing red talasim were stricken in different ways, they were brought to a holy man by an eshel tree who gave them food and drink and told them to bless Hashem, and were inspired by a guest who publicly was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim with his confession, which reminds us, Yehuda publicly sanctified Shem Shemayim with his confession, merited to be called entirely based on the name of Hashem, meaning his name contains all the letters of Hashem's name. And when he confessed, the Bas Kol went forth and said, you saved Tamar and her two unborn sons from the fire? By your life, I'll save in your merit three of your descendants from the fire, referring to Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah. So once again, when five exceptional members from the minion of Yidden wearing red talasim were stricken in different ways, they were brought to a holy man by an eshel tree who gave them food and drink and told them to bless Hashem, and were inspired by a guest who publicly was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim with his confession. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.